trust. That is the word of the day, or at least the word of my message. And what does this word actually mean to you? This world today, as a majority, puts too much trust in people and physical things. And many times what they ask for and what they want, they don't end up getting. But how do they ask? What do they ask for? And who else should they ask? Many forget or don't even know about the bigger picture and who it is that supplies all desires and is a source of trust. So where do so many people put their trust? Well, they trust in their riches. They trust in their jobs. They trust in their bosses and their coworkers. They trust in physical things. They trust in certain individual people, like a doctor or a lawyer, perhaps. They trust in their religion. They trust in their families and their friends and their mates. They trust in a political leader, like a president. They also may trust in themselves, just in themselves, and so on. Micah chapter 7, verses 5 through 7 tells us that we should not put our trust in a friend or a man. And Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 19 states that we must be careful where we put our trust in people and what we say. You know, this rings true with the most recent events that has happened in Boston, which I know everybody has heard about this past week. And this certain individual was a very trustworthy individual. There are two suspects, and the younger of the two was a teenager, 19 years old. And everybody that knew him never would have had any guess as to what has happened. They trusted him. He was an all-star soccer player. I mean, he was very athletic, and so was his brother. But focusing on him, you know, classmates that had saw him after the events, and they were just in absolute shock, and they couldn't believe it at first. But see, who can you really trust these days? You think you know somebody, and they will turn around and use what you have said or done against you. You know, the Bible also warns that those who put their trust in money, for example, and let's just say just in money and nothing else, saying he who trusts in riches will fail. We see that in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28. So now let me ask this question. Where do we put our trust in? Where do I put my trust in? Where do you put your trust in? Do we put our trust in the same exact things that the world does? Do we put our trust in what we hear on television or what we read in the paper? Or do we trust in what the church is teaching, what we have in each of the weekly updates as to what we should really be focusing on? Because the world is not going to be focusing on what we do. Do we trust in a man like a political leader? Do we trust in our president? Do we trust in our country? Do we trust in a false God? And do we trust in a false religion or a false teaching? Or do we trust in the Church of God? Do we trust in our God the Father and Jesus Christ and the Bible? Do we trust ourselves to make the right decision and to follow God's law? These are very simple questions, but they may be very difficult to answer at times. They're really questions that we ought to be thinking about all the time. See, many don't know what's going to happen, many in this world. Or they know what's going to happen, but they do not believe it. Or they know it and believe, but they don't take it serious. That we see a lot of. Through all the things and people that we put our trust in, we must never leave God out of the picture. And that can be very easily done. You may be in a situation where initially you're not going to think about what God can do for you, but you try to come up with an answer or you try to come up with a solution, keeping God out of the picture. It's very easy to do. But it is through God and because of God we can have certain trust in certain individuals. God directs people. God directs the church. God is guiding us. So we can have that trust in people if we know they are doing God's way. But we are also have to be aware of the tests and trials when it comes to trust. Even our trust is tested. We have to also be careful that we don't trust in ourselves, like I said, without God in the picture. And we see that in Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28, verses 25 and 26. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. You know, tough times will always be ahead of us. You think we've gone through it already? Nah, it's just the beginning. You know, we had the church's annual conference last week, and decisions were made as to how we would move forward with the work. Keep that in mind, we're always moving forward with the work. Yes, we may think about what we did in the past, but it's always a forward progress. It is more important where our trust is to be placed, though, when making vital decisions. And that goes towards anything that we do in our lives. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And this is a scripture that has been quoted many times, but it's also a scripture that's going to be quoted many more times. When we trust in Him, He will give us the desires of the heart, as it says in Psalms chapter 37, verses 3 and 4. You know, we read about several individuals in the Bible who put their trust in God. We've heard about David. He went to God many times in prayer to ask for deliverance from his persecutors. And we read about that in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 3, and also in Psalm chapter 7, verse 1. David by no means was perfect in any way. He committed some sins that we look at it today. Well, I mean, you can see how people that commit those type of sins today, what ends up happening to them with man's laws anyway. But God, we know, is very merciful. And God came to the knowledge of that, and He came to repentance of that. And we also heard about Job, and I talked about Job in the last message. And he went through some very, very serious trials, lost a lot. And who can say, that's listening today and who's here in front of me, has been through trials like Job did? You know, he had to put his trust into the Lord. And it was all happening for a reason. You know, mankind could think about the lesson that Job had to learn and think, what is so bad about that? But you know what? To God, that is a serious deal. And we can see what happened with Job as a result. Now we know about Abraham, who had to trust the Lord when he was to offer up his son as a sacrifice. And that is a tremendous deal of faith and trust in God, to offer up his only son. Moses trusted in the Lord when he was commanded to free Israel from Egypt. Moses thought he was alone. He had his brother to help him. But in front of all of Egypt, in front of Pharaoh and all that, he really thought he was alone there. Tough situation to be in, but he had to trust in God to help him with that. And yes, even Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, had to trust in his Father to get through trials and when he was being tempted by Satan, because Christ also knew without God the Father, it would not be possible. Remember, Christ could have sinned because he was in fact human. And all the other examples that I have told, they have all sinned. They were all human. Christ also was human. However, through his trust and his faith and the Holy Spirit, He was able to go through what was prophesied for our benefit so we could inherit eternal life. Trust and faith are the two that go together. You cannot have trust without faith. You cannot have faith without trust. We can't have faith if we don't have trust. And we must pray, and with our good intentions, we pray like we do in Hebrews chapter 13. Because it is certainly not a selfish way to pray as it does in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 18 and 19. Hebrews 13, verse 18, pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. We constantly pray for one another, as we should. It's not a me, you know, kind of a thing. And that's exactly what Christ had admonished for us to do. You know, we're all going to go through trials. We're all going to be faced with certain predicaments. But like I said, it's where you put the trust and the faith in that will get you through it. Again, times ahead of us will get tougher. It's not going to be any easier. The Bible prophesies this very much. And we have to stay strong and we have to trust in what God promises us. The world is blind. They don't realize what is to come in the near future. And if we are ever in doubt about somebody or something, just always remember whom it is that we can count on at all times and where we should put our trust, or, to coin it in this way, in God we trust.